Nolan Finley, editorial page editor of the Detroit News, co-author of The Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide. Nolan and his friend Stephen Henderson, along with Lynn Goldner. There's a number of things to speak with Nolan about. I see that Mike has here Senate votes to fund immigration enforcement. Trump says Bill Pulte's new role is temporary. We'll investigate rigged election. Here's the one I want to talk about first, though. Is the president about to throw Israel under the bus? That's what you wrote about, Nolan, and it caught my attention.
Yeah, I did. This week, after the phone call the president made to the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in which, you know, he used all sorts of vulgar language and threats, and you sense a growing frustration by the president that he can't wrap up this war. And it's doing considerable damage both to his approval and his effectiveness and to his party's prospects in the midterm election. And he knows if Republicans lose the House in the midterm, he's going to get impeached for a third time, or is it the fifth time? I can't remember.
Don't know.
But he's going to be impeached one more time, you know, for the third time in his tenure as president. And I feel that frustration is, you know, is going to lead him to act in his own self-interest by laying it all on Israel and breaking with the prime minister, who's got his own problems, but, you know, breaking with Israel and leaving that relationship in doubt, which I'm afraid Israel's enemies will be quick to exploit.
You know, here's another thing that no one's brought up. I'll bring it up. This is a phone conversation that clearly is confidential, and yet there is no shortage of quotes from what the president said that's all over the media. That in itself is disturbing.
Well, it's also revelatory. I mean, you haven't had the White House deny it at all. You know, normally if something this damaging came out, they'd be quick to say, no, that's somebody's making that up. So you got to believe they wanted this to leak out, and he wants to send a message that he is distancing himself from Israel. And it's a very dangerous place to be, given the growing anti-Israel sentiment in this country and the growing anti-Semitism. A lot of people are eager to see him sort of turn away from Israel.
Oh, boy.
And its defense.
Here's another thought.
I mean, you've got Senate candidates in Michigan saying we should end all aid to Israel. Mallory McMorrow and Abdul El Salad are both on the record saying we should stop sending money to Israel and selling arms to Israel. You know, Israel's going to have a tough time going on its own if that should happen.
Well, listen, even when this guy gets into good news, like the hiring blew past expectations with 172,000 jobs, about double what they expected in May, he'll not get any credit, and it will be a very short story in the news, if it's in the news. But here's something that came to my mind, Nolan Finley, like your reaction to this. This Plattner guy, he is, in my mind, being around long enough, the Democrats' new Ted Kennedy. Here we had Ted Kennedy abusing women horribly with totally unacceptable behavior. These weren't rumors. These were facts. But he voted their way on primarily abortion and anything else the Democrats were voting on, so he was their guy. Plattner is their guy to try to unseat Susan Collins, their best chance ever to turn a Republican seat Democrat. And so they are once again showing their colors and accepting a complete bastard to take this office just as long as he can beat her.
Yeah, I mean, and it does expose the bankruptcy, the moral bankruptcy of our politics. They know this guy. He's a Nazi misogynist, for goodness sakes. Talks about the benefits of raping women to get them under control. I mean, it's just awful stuff. The same stuff, or not the same, but similar stuff to what they accused Trump of doing and saying and vilified Republicans for supporting him. And I mean, we've not seen hardly anything as vile as this guy in a mainstream candidate in America. And they're pumping money into his campaign because he might help them get the Senate. You know, disregard the damage he might do to women and the message it's sending to victims of sexual abuse, that they're writing their checks to him. And many of the same women who stood up and condemned Trump and Republicans for supporting him are supporting this guy. I mean, I don't know that we've ever seen a mainstream candidate this bad. And you know, the polls show he's got a chance of defeating one of the Senate's true moderates.
Well, if all the truth came out about Ted Kennedy, it was bad enough. Believe me. I mean,
yeah.
I know for a fact how bad it was. And but I don't need to go into it right now. But my point is, what we have learned is, and it's on both parties now, their party is what matters more so than their constituents.
Absolutely. Over principle.
It's
party over principle.
Party over principle is a perfect way to put it.
Every instance. I don't even know that they consider themselves Americans anymore. They're either Republicans or Democrats, and that's as far as it goes. I don't see hardly any of them acting in the best interest of the country or putting their party's interests secondary to the American people's concerns.
Yeah, you're so right. Well, back to what we were supposed to talk about.
Yeah.
The Senate votes to fund immigration enforcement. Now, the way the headline was that the Republicans wouldn't back down from the 1776, the $1.8 billion. I thought that was a dead deal.
Well, that's, you've got the administration saying, oh, well, we're not going to use that. But you haven't had Trump saying that. And so this is one of the worst pieces of business and the most corrupt pieces of business ever to come out of Congress. And you had, to their credit, a number of Republicans saying, no, we don't, this isn't right. We can't do this. This is going to kill us in the midterms. And yet they didn't, they didn't remove it from the immigration bill as they should have. So I think it's going to come back in November to bite them in the butt, and it'll be their own fault.
Quick note on the president giving 700. You're kind of like from coal country, right?
A little bit.
On the edge, more so than what we are here. What do you think about the new $700 million, I think it was million, maybe it's, I don't know, blown into the coal industry to revive it? Your thoughts?
Well, I think coal is still an important energy resource. And if we can figure out how to develop out clean coal technology, we're foolish not to do it, because it's still an abundant resource. It still can produce a lot of energy at a lower cost than some of the other sources. So, I think it's a smart investment.
And we have a lot of it. And we already know China's building a new coal factory, a coal-powered plant every week or two. Nolan Findlay, editorial page editor for Detroit News, co-author of The Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide. Have a great weekend, Nolan.
You too, Paul.
Thank you, sir. 1229 WJR.